Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and this is Volume 11 of AOR AOK. Volume 12, if you count the best of AOR AOK that I did recently with Greg Snaz. Hopefully you all know the drill by now. AOR, melodic rock, heavy guitars, keyboards, driving beat, great melodies. You know what I'm talking about. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. Let's kick things off with a band called Burning Rome. And this band was formed around a vocalist named Vicky Thomas, who was 21 years old when A&M Records signed her to a recording contract. With the help of producer Liam Sternberg, she put together a band after she was signed. This included guitarist Steve Doherty, who would later end up playing with Jeff Scott Soto and Eyes, bassist Ron Murray, and former Clover and Tommy Two Tone drummer Mickey Shine, who, as a member of Clover, had played on Elvis Costello's debut album, My Aim Is True. So this band, Burning Rome, put out one self-titled album in 1982 with A&M Records. Let's hear a great song from it called Come Out Tonight. Cindy Bullins is an American singer-songwriter best known for serving as a backup singer on tours and albums with Elton John and Rod Stewart. She also provided vocals on the soundtrack for Grease. She had two solo albums in the late 70s, and then in 1989, resurfaced with a self-titled album on MCA, Let's hear a cool song from that record by Cindy Bullins. This is called Fight For Me.
If I were you, I'd be torn apart. Broken dreams and empty arms. I can't believe we really took this love for granted, but we did.
Cindy Cruz was a Christian rock artist, pretty obviously trying to be the Christian version of Pat Benatar, and she nailed it. Her 1989 album The Edge is actually pretty damn good. If you don't believe me, hear for yourself. Check out a song from that record by Cindy Cruz. This is called Right One's Arms.
Yeah.
J. Aaron Podolnik was from Austin, Texas, and ZZ Top manager Bill Ham helped him land a record deal with Warner Brothers Records, shortened his name to J. Aaron, and released one album in 1990 called Inside Out. Let's hear a song from that album by J. Aaron. This is called Rhonda. Van Stevenson was born in Hamilton, Ohio, but moved to Nashville, Tennessee when he was 10 years old. Got his start as a songwriter in the 70s, had a chart hit that he wrote for Crystal Gayle, went on to write songs for Kenny Rogers, Dan Seals, John Anderson, landed a solo recording deal with a label called Handshake Records and put out an album in 1981 called China Girl. Then he signed a deal with MCA, and his second solo album, Righteous Anger, which came out in 1984, included a song called Modern Day Delilah that made it to number 22 on Billboard, and another single, What the Big Girls Do, made it to number 45. Righteous Anger charted at number 54 on Billboard, but his next solo album, Suspicious Heart, did not chart at all. But let's hear a song from it. This is called No Secrets. No Secrets.
as if all I felt was wrong. Had to play this part in places I don't belong. I've had to bite my tongue every time I wanted to speak, and like a coward run every time the truth walked up to me.
Chris Thompson joined Manfred Mann's Earth Band in 1976, and he is the singer featured on their hit version of Blinded by the Light, the Springsteen song. He left that band in 1978 and formed a band in Los Angeles called Night, but eventually went solo. We're going to hear a song from a compilation of Chris Thomas' songs, I think mostly previously unreleased stuff from the 80s. It's called Backtrack. This is a song by Chris Thompson called Secrets in the Dark.
I'm
Judy Street was born in Indiana. Her father was a concert pianist. Her mother was a flute player in a marching band, so there was music in her family. After she was discovered singing in a bar in Phoenix, Arizona, she was given a recording opportunity. In 1968 in Hollywood, she recorded a song called What, which was written by H.B. Barnum. It was a cover of a 1965 recording by Melinda Marx. Anyway, in 1983, Judy Street put out a four-song EP called More Than Enough. And this is a song from that EP by Judy Street. It's called Where Do We Go From Here? Alright, I don't know anything about this next band. I just know that this song is a demo, apparently, recorded in 1987. This is a band called Geneva. Don't know anything about them, but it's a cool song, All Over Town. Geneva! Martin Briley is an English singer-songwriter, guitarist, and keyboardist. He's recorded with a variety of musicians and recorded some solo albums. He had a deal with Mercury Records in the 80s, put out three albums under his own name, including a record in 1983 called One Night with a Stranger. And this is a song from that album by Martin Briley. It's called Just a Mile Away. Stephanie Borges is the daughter of a Hawaiian jazz singer and a Japanese model. She grew up in Honolulu, began her working career in Japan as a model for advertising and TV campaigns. She started her singing career eventually, recorded two singles between 77 and 78, and then an album of pop songs in 78. In the 80s, going by just her first name, Stephanie, she put out a couple of hard rock records. Eventually, she joined the Japanese metal band called Shoya in 1991, we're going to hear a song from her 1986 solo album, credited as Stephanie. The album's called Pink Noise. This is a song called Miles Away. Angela and the Rude were a male-female duo from the Netherlands. They put out two albums with EMI in the early 90s. We're going to hear a song from their 1992 album, Walking on Water. This is Angela and the Rude and a song called Guilty Hearted. Wendy Stapleton is an Australian singer-songwriter, television actress. She's performed as a backup singer, session musician, and as a solo artist. In the 80s, she also fronted a rock band called Wendy and the Rockets. And their one album, Dazed for Days, was a minor hit in 1983 in Australia. Let's hear a song from that record by Wendy and the Rockets called No Control. We'll be right back. The Kick was a band formed by Andy Nye, formerly of the Michael Schenker Group, and Leo Lyons, formerly of 10 Years After. They put out one album in 1992 called Heartland. This is a song from that album by The Kick. It's called She's Got It All.
She got it all, and that's clear. Something that the rest just don't come near. Standing on the corner, looking like a dream. Rare machine, rare machine.
Tony Carey is an American-born but European-based musician, composer, songwriter. In 1974, he was hired by Ritchie Blackmore as a keyboardist for Rainbow, and he played with Rainbow on two world tours, was in the band until 1977. After he left Rainbow, he launched a solo career. He has released albums under his own name, as well as the Planet P Project. And that first Planet P album was a minor hit for him in 1983. We're going to hear a song from a Tony Carey album from 1984. The album's called Some Tough City. This is a song called Eddie Goes Underground. Up next is a guy from Switzerland named Steve Thompson. His second album, Everybody Loves a Winner, came out in 1990. We're going to hear a song from that album by Steve Thompson. It's called I'll Take My Chances.
Well, I've never heard so much.
From the Fire, we're a New Jersey band formed in 1990, put out an album in 1992. It was called 30 Days and Dirty Nights, produced by Jean Beauvoir. Let's hear a song from that album by From the Fire. This is called Spark and Flame. Paris Black was a teen heartthrob in Toronto, Canada, apparently, in the 80s. His album Secret Seduction came out in 1988. He did have a second album, but it didn't go anywhere. But let's hear a song from Secret Seduction by Paris Black. This is called Buried Alive. All right, so as you know, hopefully it's a tradition here on AOR AOK to have a Canadian segment. Well, Paris Black, that last artist, was from Toronto, and this next band featured three members of Loverboy and also a Canadian guitarist named Russell Klein. So we've got a pair of Canadian bands right in a row here. Neil Schoen also played some guitar on this album. The band is called Just If I, so it's like Justify, but it's Just Space IF Space I. And the album's called All One People. Mike Reno is the singer on this. I don't really know why three guys from Loverboy went as Just If I and put out this album in 1993, but they did. And let's hear a song from it called Go Ahead and Cry. Ooh. Big Storm, we're a band out of Sydney, Australia, put out one album on Sire Records, 1987. It's called Living in Exile. Let's hear a song from it by Big Storm. This is called Rubber Love.
Find a new
Unruly Child, formed in 1991. The band was formed by Mark Free, who was the singer in King Cobra. And then between this and King Cobra, he had a band called Signal, which we heard a song by Signal on a previous episode of AORAOK. Other members of this band, keyboardist Guy Allison, guitarist Bruce Gowdy, bassist Larry Antonino, and also drummer Jay Shellen, who was previously in Hurricane. Unruly Child's self-titled debut was released by Interscope Records in 1992. This is an awesome song from that album by Unruly Child. It's called Who Cries Now? And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, so if you listened to the Best of AOR AOK episode that I did with Greg Snaz, where he picked his top 20 favorite songs that he's heard from the previous 10 episodes of AOR AOK, you might remember that his number one favorite song from AOR AOK was a song called Listen by a band called Touch. Well, this next band, Stun Lear, was fronted by Doug Howard, same guy from American Tears, which turned into Touch. This album came out in 1998 by Stun Lear. It's called Once, and this is a great song from that record called Eye to Eye.
Be back.